Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for CEO Exclusive, brought to you by Annona Enterprises.
We're here. Hi, this is John Coffin and Soyuni Koch. We're here at the CEO Executive Summit sponsored by Vistage. And we have the opportunity to talk this afternoon with Alex Membrio, the CEO of Cardinal Web Solutions. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Great to be with you. Thanks for taking time out of the day to be with us. Tell us a little bit first about your talk today. You're going to we're kind of have a TED Talk format, and I would love to learn more about what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, so I'm going to be talking about empowering millennials. We've got about 40 back at the office at the agency, and we've learned a lot. I am a millennial, and we have 40 that we're managing and leading, and I think, you know, from all the things I've picked up in Vistage over the last 3 years and various presentations and speeches and group discussions, there seems to be a little lack of understanding of the generation. And so today I hope to dispel some of those thoughts and maybe change some business leaders' opinions of how they can get more out of their millennials.
So, Alex, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience in working with millennials? Obviously, being one of the fastest growing companies in the city of Atlanta, according to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, obviously had some success working with those 40 people. But yet, if you listen to a lot of the dialogue and even what people are saying around Vistage, people talk about how difficult it is to work with millennials. Millennials are entitled, they're spoiled, blah, blah, blah. So tell us a little bit about how you've been able to be so successful in being in working with millennials and being a business leader.
Well, the first thing I would say is, who gave us all those trophies for participation? We didn't create the monster. Look in the mirror. Second thing I would say is they're actually not entitled, and I'll speak to this in my presentation. They're not entitled. They just have a need for instant gratification. They want everything now. They think they can change the world, and why don't we embrace that? What is wrong with that mentality? It's awesome. It's why a 30-year-old is sitting here with one of the fastest-growing companies in America, and there's 20 more in the Buckhead Village, Atlanta Tech Village. So there's This vigor that we have, that we feel like we can take on the world and we're not going to wait for someone to give it to us, can really be powerful. And I think people need to embrace that. If you're managing and leading millennials, use it to your advantage. Include them in your business's strategy and where it's going. The top-down thing doesn't work. If you get everybody on the boat rowing in the same direction, how powerful would that be?
So that's an incredible thought. You're really activating your entire group of people and employee base. Talk a little bit about the start of Cardinal and how you got going and where you are now.
Yeah, so typical startup story. And I was, we started out of a shoebox. We started Cardinal the day after my son was born, 6.5 years ago. They make the same childish mistakes, the company and my son. So it's been fun to watch them not grow up. So we started the day after Ollie was born. We started in a shoebox with no money, and we didn't know what the hell we were doing or what we should sell. And we just started cold calling and pivoting really quickly from one thing to the next. We landed in digital marketing, and little clients led to medium to bigger clients, and it's all led to having a wonderful team of 40 in Buckhead and taking on some really cool accounts and staying ahead of the curve.
So tell us a little bit about the expanse of digital marketing and what that means in your firm.
Yeah, so oh man, I don't know if it was good or bad, but I landed in an industry that changes every minute, and it can be good because you got to pay us forever because it's never going to be the same.
There you go.
But we have to be ahead of every other agency and every other marketer in town, right? And so that lends to its own challenges, but we love it. You know, our staff is so invigorated by staying ahead of things and learning new skills and all of that. And so I think that plays really well to millennials because they never want to be stagnant. And so you're like, okay, cool, throw you in an industry that won't be stagnant and just good luck.
So velocity is good too with millennials.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you got to keep things high paced and always have them feeling like they're a part of the vision and helping achieve where you want the boat to go.
Yeah, and so absolutely. Other than, you know, kind of harnessing that desire for more, you know, that some people call entitlement, but what are your other kind of key tips for business leaders who are working with millennials?
Yeah. So maintaining a cadence of communication with them. There's millennials want to feel like they are a part of achieving what you want your business goals to be. And so you have to give them the scoreboard. We grew up in a video game generation. And so how we do that at Cardinal is by going through financials with them monthly and letting them see how their piece of the puzzle adds up to the whole ship moving in the right direction. And we give
that
them
was
an
ship.
Ship.
That was ship.
Yeah, ship. We could go the other way with it. And so there's lots of things you can do to maintain feedback with the millennials. The generation is really huge on having a say in their life and what their company is doing and feeling a part of their friends and colleagues and community. And so we do all of that. We understand all that. And it can be frustrating at times because they want to have a voice in everything. And you're like, you didn't need to put your hand in there. So there are things that go along with it. But in general, if you want to empower them, that's what you got to do. You can just make a decision to or not to do it.
So empowerment is sometimes messy, as you talk about. And sometimes, as it relates to execution, things just have to get done. Mm-hmm. And so talk a bit about that dynamic between, allowing people to have a voice and then also moving the dirt, so to speak.
That's
and
right.
To use the bulldozer term.
Yeah, long leash.
Yeah.
We give them a long leash, and we enable them to think on their own and act as they will. They have managers, but we let them work fairly autonomously, and they know the objective. And if they can't hit the objective with slight oversight, then we've hired the wrong person. And so they appreciate that kind of autonomy, and we give it to them. And if they ruin it, it's on them. It's on them. But they feel such a belonging and sense of ownership to Cardinal that we really don't have to micromanage them. They feel like owners of Cardinal because we have them as such a part of leadership.
And how does that? How do you get to that point of teamwork? You know, that's a digital strategy, high velocity stuff. The team has really got to be continually acting in a connected way. Talk a little bit about that.
Millennials are huge on collaboration. So if we start out Monday morning at 9 a.m. and we get the whole agency together and we have two people act out one fundamental behavior. We've got 30 of them at Cardinal, 30 fundamental behaviors. It can be everything from punctuality remarks to following up on deadlines to how do you treat each other in the office, right? So we have two people act out one fundamental behavior at 9 a.m. Monday morning. From there, we have a series of other meetings and events and collaborative times throughout the month with the agency. So we get them collaborating whether they want to or not. And we find that the millennials actually really appreciate all of the collaboration and teamwork.
So some of your highlight clients are Cox, Hilton, Papa John's. I mean, some huge names. They clearly have a lot of spend from a traditional advertising and marketing perspective. How's Cardinal and your team helping them fit in from a digital standpoint? You're just doing digital, right?
Just digital.
Okay.
Just digital. And I don't even know that there are other forms of marketing anymore from my side of things. But, yeah, just digital.
Singular focus, right?
Very singular focus. Hedgehog, right? Those are big budget clients, and they have a lot more flexibility, right? A lot of smaller businesses, which is the majority of Vistage members, they need leads, and they need leads tomorrow. And so a lot of that is focused around doing things here in the community for them to where they're showing up on the internet in the right places at the right times. And so you have a tale of two worlds at Cardinal. We work on the big brands, but we also work with medium and small businesses all the time. And the strategies you use for both are entirely different.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so big brands, a lot of what they need is awareness. They don't need leads or immediate sales as much as awareness campaigns. And how do you get more people familiar with the Papa John's brand? Okay, whereas a plumber doesn't care if you know his name of Superior Plumbing. Well, Superior Plumbing does care, obviously. But most plumbers just need leads tomorrow at an effective rate. And so the whole strategy is going to be different. Whereas a big brand, you're going to do more social media and awareness campaigns with display ads. A local business is SEO and paid search. It's all the local Google stuff. Mm-hmm.
And so how do you go about differentiating yourself from the myriad of other digital, you know, marketing agencies that are kind of in the marketplace? Because there are, you know, a lot of them.
There's a ton, and there's a lot of good ones here in Atlanta. Being young and techie and startup focused here in Atlanta has been quite good. So we have a number of good agencies. how we differentiate ourselves is we call ourselves a strategy agency. Everything starts with strategy. Everything is focused around it. We're not as eager to jump in and start selling tactics and providing marketing tactics until we've done a thorough research of exactly what's going on with that client, their competitors, their market, and for the next 5 years, as Cheryl was alluding to, the futuristic type talk. So everything for us is around strategy, not tactics. We prefer to do the mind work, not so much the hands work. Mm. Other agencies prefer to be in the hands work.
So strategy is a word that I love. Mm-hmm. How do you help your clients tie what you're doing into their kind of long range strategy or their strategic thinking? How do you actually go about doing that?
How do we tie in their strategy?
Their digital marketing, to their to the strategy.
So it starts with understanding their target clientele, who's their best, most high value customer. And then we build out those personas. And where is that person? How do they shop? Where are they going to be now? What are their concerns going to be in a couple years? And so all of our strategies will revolve around targeting our client's best customer. Then we look at market factors with a variety of internet tools, Forrester Research, Google Trends, things like that. And we let the client know, you may have thought this about your industry, but it's actually changing in this way. And a lot of the, we call them flight plans. It's our strategy plan that we do for the first 30 to 45 days of a campaign. And we come back to the clients and we let them know all these things about their industry that they didn't know, that they could find out on the internet if they just hired Cardinal Web Solutions. So it's all about making sure we know where the client wants to go in the next couple of years, and then we'll tie the various strategies and tactics together.
So switching gears a little bit, you're also a Vistage member.
Mm-hmm.
And so the theme for today is vision through 2020, right? Looking at the next 5 years. So talk to us a little bit about your Vistage experience and how you're using Vistage to bring your company, to lead your company through the next 5 years.
Yeah, man, Vistage has been great. You know, I was in my late 20s when I decided Cardinal was growing quickly, and we said, I noticed I didn't know how to be a CEO, and I just appointed myself a CEO, but it didn't mean anything. I was just a figurehead, still the owner of the company and had my hands in everything. So I was between an MBA and joining Vistage. I joined Vistage because I thought it would have much more hands-on practical advice, and you're sitting with 17 other business owners right now, not just learning theory in an MBA, but you're actually sitting there working through actual business problems. I learned from all the other CEOs' mistakes, and they had plenty. And then I was able to share all of mine, and hopefully they learned something too. And through that and the speakers, you get outside perspectives on things like what the future is going to look like and how to professionally speak in front of people. And the development has just been phenomenal. And in looking at the next 5 years, Vistage provides different economists coming here and telling us what we should be aware of. And we've actually planned around one of the head economists saying we're going to see another dip in 2018 or 2019. And so we're planning for that. I'm going to try to sell the company. just kidding, staff. Vistage gives you lots of different perspectives that can help you see further into the future, but it's best guess.
Some of our listeners haven't kind of lived in that Vistage experience. Talk a little bit about that monthly meeting and some of the insight and friction that comes with being in the room with 16, 17 other CEOs and how that can help.
Yeah, you have a bunch of A types, alpha types.
You don't even get to the B in the alphabet in that room, right?
No, and so it's just really fun. It's lonely at the top. So to get into a group of 17 others and be able to talk about all your frustrations back at the office, and no one's going to judge you, and you're like, it's therapy, but with 17 therapists that you pay $1,300 a month to. So it's really phenomenal. You get a great group of friends, and you learn so much from all of them. It's unbelievable.
Alex, you spend a lot of time, and your team does, giving great advice to your clients. What's the best business advice that you've ever received?
Oh, my gosh. My chair, Larry Hart, told me this once. He said, Alex, your company is growing quickly, but more businesses go out of business because they grow too fast than because they lose too many customers. And we grew quickly, and if I hadn't listened to him, we wouldn't have saved enough cash to sustain our growth. So that was probably the thing that saved me the most. Lots of great books out there and lots of good feedback, but that one stuck with me. And I've become a good saver since then.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So as you think about, you know, going on stage and you know, you've talked about a couple different things. Is there anything else in terms of the talking points for your speech and your talk on millennials that you think you want to leave our listeners with who unfortunately can't be here?
Yeah, yeah. Get over yourselves. Go sit down with your millennials tomorrow. I want you all to go pick one out. I want you to go sit next to them and ask them what they think could improve your company. You'll be amazed at what they're going to tell you, good, bad, and different. And from there, I think you'll learn you want to develop your own cadence of communication with them. So they're all on board, and you constantly get their feedback every single week. We've seen how much it can do for us. We pivot on a weekly basis rather than a 40-person company, which typically pivots on a 6-month to a yearly basis. We're able to maintain our startup frenzy.
Hmm. And if folks want to get in touch with you to hear more about anything that they've heard from you today or to maybe get a copy of your speech, how can they do that?
So CardinalWebSolutions.com is probably the best way to get in contact with us. You can find me on Twitter at Alex_Membrio. It's like embryo, but it's not spelled like embryo. So I don't know. Just look it up. Best guess. Google auto complete it. Those are the best ways, or LinkedIn.
I think it's Membrillo. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, you have an advanced degree from Harvard, don't you?
It was in math, though. All right. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. I loved it.
Great.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.